It is 44 minutes after 7 o'clock. Sports brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply, WWC Engineering. It is a VIP Wednesday, and the VIPs are in studio.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Bob.
Morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Minus Miss Melanie. Yeah. She's still loving on some grandbabies, I think. So good for her.
Yes.
See you is not with us today. So we're going to start out with the First Northern Bank, Carroll's Furniture Pro Football Pick'em with our VIPs. And we are going to congratulate Dina Garcia Blanchard. She is this past week's winner.
Nice work. That's my cousin. Good job, Dina.
All right. Yeah. Dina got 11 out of 14.
You should have talked to Dina, Jamie.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was a rough week.
At least we should go have nachos at her house or something, you know, watching the games with them. Yeah. 11 out of 14 points, Dina. Good job. Nice. Dina's going to enjoy a $100 gift card to the Wyarno Bar and Grill.
Fun.
Congratulations, Dina. She's our big winner this week. This week, you have a chance to win merchandise, $100 worth. Probably more than that, I think, when I was looking at the prize package from Bighorn Beverage. Bighorn Beverage, our this week sponsor. And you know what? When you sign up, you have a chance to always win weekly prizes. So if you haven't signed up, sign up, and you could be a weekly winner. And we give away prize packages from various sponsors worth minimal of $100. And we got a bunch of merchandise this week from Bighorn Beverage to give away to our winners. So sign up, go online to the contest page, sharedmedia.com. Click on that First Northern Bank, Carroll's Furniture, Pro Football Pick'em banner. And pick away. Just throw a dart, especially after this last week.
This year? Yes.
Pretty much.
Yeah. You could still win this whole thing.
I'm going to need to get – this is going to be one of my weeks that gets thrown out because I'm with Andrew. I got 5 points.
That's a solid pick. That's solid this week, last week, I should say.
That's like not even showing up, Andrew.
I know. But looking at everybody else's scores.
I got 5 points, too. So.
It wasn't a bad week to have a bad week.
There you go. That's a great way to put it. Yeah. What a positive guy.
Throw those out. Yeah, he's all positive because he's getting
James
married.
James over there with like, you know.
I surprised myself, I'll be honest with you.
We'll get to James. Yeah. Don't worry.
I saw an asterisk. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right.
That's all I'm saying.
I missed the Thursday, but that was the game I got wrong.
Andrew, 5 points. I'm with you, man. We're cellar dwellers for that week.
Hard week.
Yeah, hard week. Jamie, 6 points.
Yeah, not very good either, but yeah, we'll take it.
6 points for Jamie and 6 points for Melanie, who's not here with us. So Melanie got 6 points, but she's like lurking in the weeds.
Yeah, this is how she does it.
Yeah, she does. Good luck, Chuck. 6 points.
I'm kind of with you guys. Like, yeah. I thought it was a really bad week, and then misery loves company.
All right. James,
yeah.
The individual winner this week, 8.
Yeah, solid
points.
8 points.
Yeah, and 8 points is usually not great, but for this week, we'll take it.
Yeah, we're all wiping this week out a few weeks down the road here.
If we could help it.
Yeah, that's right.
I want to know what Dina was thinking that she got 11 points. That's amazing.
I think I saw she picked Jacksonville in the late game or on the Monday night game, so that was already different than all of us.
I know.
She obviously picked 5 different games.
Yeah, exactly.
She picked correctly. Let's
put it
that
there
way.
You go.
Overall scores. Melanie at 46 points, but we're not worried because I'm sure she's waiting.
She's not worried.
She's not worried. She's waiting for her ascent here soon. Jamie, 47.
Yep, 47.
Kind of still on the hunt, man.
I know. I'm there.
Come on, up your game.
I'm working on it.
47 for Jamie. 49, Andrew.
Yeah, 49. I was trying to reel in James a little bit, but now he's starting to break away from the pack.
Yeah, he won't break away too long.
Yeah, none. I've been in this position before.
Yes.
We know. We're still waiting. Yeah, exactly.
49, Andrew. 49. Good luck, Chuck.
Hey, here we are. Here we are. That's a great number.
James, 54. Mm-hmm. That's impressive, though.
Again, been in this position before. All it takes is a couple weeks, and you're sliding.
Don't let Bob mess with your mojo, brother.
I know.
It's not. I'll be honest with you. It's not Bob.
I
always
see it.
It's always Melody or Melanie. I'm like.
Yeah.
I'm like. She's coming. I got to be ready for that.
She is going to come. Everybody knows it. It's just like, that scary feeling from behind, you know? It's just, it's coming.
You can feel some.
The end of your hair standing up.
Then right. Pretty soon it's a slap on the back of the head and she passes you.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, let's look at teams this week. We might as well start out, Andrew, with Denver.
What?
What a win.
What?
Yeah.
What Broncos the are back. Heck? Broncos are back.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to lose this week. No, just for that.
I'll tell you what, I'm believing again now.
You're back.
You best believe.
Well, they're playing the Jets, who have not won a game, Andrew, but they're playing on the road.
They're in London.
Oh, in London.
They're playing at 7:30 in the morning, by the way. That'll be on 106.3 FM. Geez, I'll be just getting up on Sunday and you can turn on a Bronco game.
That's the joy of the London games. Yeah. You wake up and you're like, oh, it's the halfway through the third quarter. I forgot this was on.
Yeah. They're playing the Jets in London. It's 7:30 Sunday morning.
It's scary the Jets haven't won a game yet. This feels like a game they could upset the Broncos, but I'm going to go with the Broncos.
Going Broncos, Jamie.
I think I'm
going
to go against the Broncos. 0-4. Well, 0-5. So yeah, I think
you think the Jets are gonna
Jets.
Hey, yeah,
it would be peak comedy if the Jets maybe their only win of the year comes in London.
Yeah, right.
That would be really funny
against the Broncos.
Against the Broncos, yeah.
You know, come on, geez.
What do you think? Good luck, Chuck.
I got to go with the Broncos on this one. But we'll see.
James never gets up at 7:30 on Sunday. Nope. But he will, maybe?
Nope.
Okay.
Nah, it'll be another one of those.
Who's going to win?
I'll go Broncos, but I am kind of rooting for the joke with the Jets winning in London.
Joke.
That would be really funny.
The joke.
Ouch.
It would be very funny. If the Jets end up winning two games this season and both of them, one of them is in London and the other is on the road, nobody in New York gets to see a victory.
Wow. Okay. Dallas, on the road, 80% the public says how's Dallas is going to beat Carolina. What do you think? Good luck, Chuck.
I put the Cowboys down. I don't know. They pulled it out last week, I believe. So we'll kind of continue with that trend there.
Andrew,
I'm going with the Cowboys with the public. I think CeeDee Lamb's back this week. We'll see.
Sounds right. Yeah, I think you're right.
I actually
don't remember.
Yeah,
kind of might be up to game time.
Yeah,
on that. Jamie.
Yeah, I think the Dallas Cowboys. That's who I'm going to go for.
Dallas Cowboys.
I think I'm going to go Dallas right now. Carolina had a good win, though, Miami's really bad, but they had a comeback victory. I'm going to stick with Dallas, though.
Going Dallas. Jamie, the Saints now have a 1 in front of their win-loss record.
Right.
They're 1-4. They're playing at home. New England coming off a big win over Buffalo.
I think I'm going New Orleans. I'm going to stick with them.
You're sticking with me.
I like it. Yeah, emotionalism. Let's go.
Taysom Hill's back. So, I'm going to stick with my Saints on this one.
Sticking to the Saints. Andrew?
This feels like a game where I'd make a dumb decision and go with the Saints with Jamie, but I gotta be rational.
This is brutal, Melody. Ouch. Come back. The boys need some guidance.
This is a hard group.
Yeah, I'm going with the Patriots this week.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah.
Chuck?
I'm going with the Patriots as well.
Ooh.
No shade thrown.
No, we throwing any jabs. All right, James.
I'm going Patriots. I mean, they're coming off a big win, I think. They should be able to handle New Orleans.
That's going to come back and bite me, that comment.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep quiet.
Taking the high road, are you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good for you. All right, Josh Allen, a little ouch this week with the loss. They're traveling to Atlanta. James.
Feels like they've only played primetime games.
I know.
Since the start of the season. It's a Monday night game. I'm going to go Buffalo here.
Going Buffalo.
In a dome. I mean, in Atlanta, should be able to write things.
Yeah, I think this is a little bit of like, okay, let's go now. You got that one loss out of the way, kind of.
Yeah.
Wake them up a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah, Buffalo.
Yeah, I got Buffalo too, Bob.
I'm with him. I'm going Buffalo.
I think he's going to come back and pummel Atlanta, to be honest with you. All right, let's do a few off games here. Chicago, this is a Monday night game, I believe. is traveling to Washington. Chicago 2-2, Washington 3-2. Chuck, the Bears.
Oh boy, you know that weird affinity to the Bears. I have the almost said the other team, but the Commanders. I picked the Commanders on this one as of right now.
All right, Jamie.
Yeah, I'm going with Washington as well. Yeah.
Me too. You can't trust Chicago.
That's true, yeah, actually. True.
On the road.
Yeah. Yeah. Washington. Yeah.
Washington.
Okay. Can't trust Chicago.
The shiny black. They need to mat that sucker down, you know. I think that's the problem.
I think Buffalo's problem was they're in those all white uniforms, you know, they call it the snow because of the blizzard, whatever, you know,
I like those uniforms. But
you like those uniforms?
Yeah.
They should have waited for a game where they had 6 feet of snow on the ground to wear those jerseys.
I know. I thought that was interesting. Is that a one time shot, I think, for them to wear those?
I think they'll do it
periodically.
Once or twice a year, I think. It was weird that they decided to do it on
the all blue
October 1st or whatever it was.
That's a sharp look.
It is a sharp look. It's not as intimidating when you're in all white.
Yeah.
Well, especially.
Yeah. Yeah, especially at home. Yeah, mostly at home.
And then
the
crowd was all white, too, which was really cool.
The color coordinated.
It was cool. It was all coordinated. Okay. All right. San Francisco, 4-1. Tampa Bay, 4-1. They're playing in Tampa Bay. Jamie?
Ooh. I don't know on this one.
I can't be doing that again, Jamie.
You can't do that.
You're not
allowed to say I don't know the rest of the year.
I'm not sure. I might steer toward Tampa Bay, but that's a maybe pick.
Okay.
that is different.
Are you doing deliveries today?
I might.
Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yes, he is. That's a definitive yes from Chuck. Yes, he is. Chuck, what do you think? San Francisco, Tampa Bay.
I got Tampa Bay down, but that's I got to think about that one a little bit, see who's on, off, and things like that, because that's going to be a good game, I think.
Yeah. Tampa, Baker Mayfield, they're playing good. They won't lose. They've won 3 or 4 games on last-second field goals this year.
I think all of their games have been from last-second field goals.
Yeah, I'm going Tampa.
Yeah,
James.
I'm a Baker guy. I'm going Tampa Bay. I love Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
One of my favorite players to watch.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Definitely.
I was thinking the same thing.
He went to Oklahoma, which is my college of choice.
That's right. Okay.
So...
He's a scrappy dude.
He's
kind of fun. Like, you know, he's one of those guys. Like, you want Baker Mayfield next to you in the bar if somebody's like talking like we're talking to each other.
he escaped the depths of being a Cleveland Brown quarterback and came back and was like, "Hey, I can still do this thing
in the shadow of Tom Brady."
Yeah.
Jacksonville is 4-1. They are home this week. They're going up against Seattle. Andrew.
That was an impressive win against the Chiefs for Jacksonville.
Oh, yes. Boy.
This is a hard game, too. I'll go Jacksonville because they're at home for now. Okay. Maybe.
Yeah. I'm with Andrew, maybe. I'm steering towards Jacksonville.
Not doing that.
Yeah, I have Jacksonville as well. That's going to be another one. This is going to be 23-21, and it's going to be the team I didn't pick. So that's
you're picking the score.
That's football.
I'm just saying that's
okay.
I'm just saying
23-21. Chuck says on Jacksonville.
It's a long road trip for Seattle. As cross country as it gets. I am going to go Seattle though. I think.
Oh, I like it.
Good defense. Had a little bit of a slip up against Tampa Bay, but.
Interesting you picked that. 64% of the audience says Jacksonville.
Yeah. That is, I mean, that's as long as a road trip you can get.
Yeah.
At least in the United States.
Okay, survivor game. Who is your survivor team, James?
I'm going Indianapolis versus Arizona. I'm picking Indy.
Okay. Chuck?
I got the Chargers.
All right. Jamie, do you want me to come back on you?
Yeah, I was looking here. I'm not sure.
He's the last one in the main prize pool still. So
exactly.
He's got a big pick to make.
Do Kansas City this week.
Don't jinx yourself.
Yeah, I know. Bob's totally out of it, I've heard.
Yeah, they send me.
Totally out of it.
You can continue to play, but you're no longer eligible for the survivor.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Philly coming off a loss against New York Giants.
Okay.
Boy. Thursday night.
Yep. Thursday night. All right. Getting her done early. All right, gentlemen. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks,
Bob.
Who
knows what'll happen? We'll find out. Congratulations.
Hopefully not like last week.
Yeah. $100 to the Wiono Bar and Grill. Hey, if you haven't signed up, sign up to play. First Northern Bank, Harold's Furniture, Pro Football Pick'em. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. 8 o'clock, Fox News next. Ooh, something's gonna